This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Serenade of Water by Men I Trust is a new one from their album that they just dropped not too long ago called The Untourable Album.
Yes, so we're going to go into our first story tonight, and it is about the world's first eco-friendly vinyl record. And with the UK racking up to £4.3 million in vinyl sales last year, the highest it's ever been, the problem of discarded records also rears its head. And these piring hitams are made out of PVC plastics. So, you know, it's essentially, it could be very harmful to the environment.
Yeah, that's right. Having said that, though, music does have a shelf life, so records do not usually end up in a garbage bin instantly. Instead, it gets plenty of opportunities to continue being useful. Many record stores sell them secondhand, usually in bargain bins, at flea markets, basically where you and I love to look for music, right? You can find them kneeling down on the floor, you know, searching through lots of dusty boxes.
Yeah, yeah, nothing beats a 10 ringgit bargain bin and then finding a gem. So that one man's trash is another's treasure thing going on there, right? Secondhand bargain bins, flea market prices are cheaper, and also the thrill of finding a classic gem for a fraction of its price is very, very nice. Additionally, the community of vinyl heads have also become a big subculture in the world. But we know that a format like this would not be the most friendly for our environment, you know, same with anything made out of plastic.
So tonight, we are reporting about a record label that is set to change all that. It will change the game, definitely, producing music on vinyl using 100% recyclable materials. This concept is a collaboration between a London-based non-profit collective and record label Needs Not For Profit with Dutch pressing plant Green Vinyl Records.
Yeah, so on the line we have Needs' founder Bobby Connolly, aka DJ Bobby. He's been active in the last decade DJing and currently resident at the Fabric Club in London. He's going to tell us more about developing an environmentally friendly production process for vinyl records. Bobby, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be on.
It's pretty cool for a label like yours to still champion music on vinyl, you know, because modern DJing seems to have less of that physical format. And with Needs, you guys are now pushing the envelope with the future of vinyl. You're moving away from using plastic to produce vinyl. Tell us more about this crucial solution that you found.
Yeah, of course. I've always been a massive vinyl collector. So, yeah, I kind of always have been buying all the way through. Really, all the way through my time as a DJ, I've always been buying records. And so that's kind of when, yeah, that's when the difficulty started arising with Needs, because we started naturally evolving into like an environmental outfit. I've got a really nice, great team that work with me, and they're young, and some of them are students of sustainability and stuff like this. And, you know, environmentalism is something that we all, I think everyone, unless you're like completely closed-minded or not listening at all, you know, I think everyone's aware that it's something that's, you know, becoming more and more of an important issue and something that we need to address. And it was actually something quite simple as I got a message from a person I didn't know, and they just highlighted, you know, like, how can you be environmental when you release vinyl? And it was a very simple question. It wasn't confrontational. It was a very simple question, but it obviously was quite triggering for me. You know, it's so funny how sometimes someone can say something so honest, but actually it hits you quite deep, you know. And I couldn't get it out of my head. I realized, there's a big problem here, that, you know, we can't actually claim to be an environmental focused organization and keep releasing vinyl. So yeah, that's what started me on the journey. And also us releasing records on Needs, as the label grew, we were pressing more, because, you know, we've had some quite popular releases in our catalogue. Some of them have, you know, we have pressed 1,000 units of especially one in particular, we pressed 1,000. So, you know, I knew it was an issue. And then it's a funny, when you start to look into it, you realise that actually the production process hasn't changed for 100 years, you know, hasn't changed since 1932, which is unbelievable, really, when you consider the advancements in technology in the last 100 years, from like the internet to air travel to everything. You look around your home, all the convenient appliances that you have now to make things easier. For some reason, vinyl was forgotten. you know, it was forgotten as a, and people just left it as it was.
Yeah, and to think that vinyl sales are at an all-time high definitely means that the amount of plastic used must be quite worrying. And vinyl is not something that you can just chuck out after you're done listening to it. But it's like books or DVDs, right? Most of them end up just taking up space. And through my own experience, the bigger the record collection, the harder they are to move around. How do you come to terms with that?
Well, I don't have numbers, but I know that it's probably quite a hard number to gauge, really. Because obviously, when the other thing is, when that person asked me that question, obviously my initial reaction was, as it always is when someone is confrontational, is a defensive one, you know? So instantly you go, oh, you know, I'm not doing anything wrong. You know, it takes a moment to process something and then to realise that maybe you are. But my initial belief was, well, I buy record for life, you know, and I hope that if someone buys the record, they're not going to, it's not the same as like a plastic water bottle. Do you know what I mean? In terms of that you consume the content and then there's waste. It's a different kind of thing. We're talking more long term. Say you might only be into a genre of music for 5 years and then you get rid of your records and maybe you sell them to a record shop. And it is slightly different because they go to secondhand shops, they go to vinyl secondhand shops. It would be difficult to work out the number that are actually waste that, you know, that do end up in the ground or end up thrown in the bin. Yeah, it just became something that we realized needed to be addressed, you know, purely because of what you just said in terms of the amount that are being sold. I mean, it's at an all-time high right now. You know, it's higher in the UK than it has been since the 90s, which is quite amazing, really. You know, that it's kind of had that life cycle of dropping and then all of a sudden coming back in such a big surge.
So your label is collaborating with Green Vinyl Records from Holland for this. Talk to us about the production of these recyclable records. I mean, how did Green Vinyl get into the picture and what can you tell us about them?
Yeah, once that happened, I started the process of saying, well, what else can I, you know, what else can we do? So I started looking around and it was near the beginning of the lockdown, actually, I think. I found their website completely by chance. I looked a lot and I didn't find a lot, actually. It almost got to the point where I thought we might have to just become a digital record label here because I can't find an alternative. That didn't really feel right either because being such a vinyl supporter, I'd rather innovate and push forward the medium, do you know what I mean, rather than stop. So I can't even really remember how I found them. I think it was just deep Google searching, like really deep into Google at this point and trying to find something. And I found them, got in touch. And at the time, they didn't have the patent. So we've waited a year almost, you know, over a year to do this because they had to have their patent before. They couldn't even send me an example of the record, you know, because right. They were really keeping it close at this point because they're the only people in the world that are doing it. And basically, to answer your question, who they are, the guy is a man called Harm Tunis who owns it. And he is a Dutch businessman, basically, who did very well in the CD business in the 90s. And then as time's gone on, recently he was asked, you know, by people about vinyl and whether they could do it. And when he looked into it, he realized how like dated the technology was. Mm. And this technology that he's using is called injection molding. That's what it's known as. And it has been tried before, but failed pure because of obviously the issue with vinyl is that a lot of it is about the sound, you know, it's about the sound quality. And if you don't get the sound right, then it's no one's going to use it. You know, people are really buying vinyl. Generally, people find vinyl, A, because they would like a physical, you know, they want physicality in something. They want to touch it. They want to hold it. But also, there's a lot of people with very nice sound systems that want to listen to vinyl. And that's how they choose to listen to jazz or, you know, because he's not also coming from, my world is obviously house, techno, electronic music. He's also, you know, they're looking into jazz, rock, you know.
The audiophiles.
Yeah, audiophile stuff, you know, Pink Floyd. That's also the kind of world really that they're massively looking at as well. So yeah, he's the man really who's kind of pushed this technology forward and managed to get all of the components right. And they've done, you know, they've done all the tests with scientists in terms of the frequency spectrums and all this kind of stuff. So yeah, he's the man who's basically got it right. And we've waited for this patent to exist. And now yeah, it's the first of its kind. It's the first fully recyclable vinyl, basically.
Man, that definitely sounds massive. Looking forward to hear music on this compilation, but still a bit more on the vinyl itself. We're so used to seeing vinyl cover sleeves made using recyclable materials, but the world's first 100% recyclable wax takes it to another level.
Yeah. And I have some details on what is made of here. Bobby, you mentioned earlier that green vinyl uses a revolutionary method of injection molding rather than steam energy. So effectively, this uses 60% less energy than the traditional vinyl production, right? And also, there's no PVC, as we mentioned. It's a 100% recyclable product, meaning you can dispose of it in your home recycling bin. It also has a wider frequency spectrum. I think audiophiles are going to appreciate this. And a longer stamper lifespan. This means that a vinyl made this way can be played more than 400 times. Now, this is interesting because older records have grooves that flatten after over 100 plays, right? And that's usually what we find in the bargain bins, the secondhand markets and stuff. You know, the older the record, the slimmer the chance that the audio on there is any good. They are still audible, but the quality has definitely deteriorated. So with the grooves gone, the record player stylus tends to skid out mid-song, right?
Yes, exactly, exactly. Yeah, it's a fascinating product which is developed, really, because it, I mean, the recyclable thing is a massive part of it, but the no PVC, I mean, for people that don't know, PVC is like an incredibly harmful chemical, and that's part of the reason why records can't be recycled, is because no recycling agency will touch them to break them down, because it's actually carcinogenic. You know, there's one PVC factory in Thailand, which basically is where they produce a large amount of the PVC that is used for records. And a lot of the waste goes into the ocean. And if you read into it, it makes for some pretty dark reading. So PVC is a big, big no-no. And this doesn't use. And that's why it's recyclable, A. And that's also why it won't warp, because anyone here who's a vinyl collector will have had the frustration of leaving a record somewhere near sunshine and coming back and it being bent out of shape. So these records cannot warp. As you've mentioned, they last four times as long as normal vinyl. Generally, vinyl, after 100 plays, the sound will start to deteriorate. It's still usable, but it starts to deteriorate. And with this record, you can play it up to 400 times and then it will start to deteriorate. But yeah, of course, that is part of, you know, why someone might throw a record away, you know, could be due to the fact that it starts to deteriorate, or it might, you know, it might not sound as good. But the reason this one sounds better is something to do with the way they heat the grooves. When they're making the grooves, they heat them at such a heat that they basically they're more sturdy and more solid for listening.
Well done on this groundbreaking endeavor. This compilation by Neat is called The Future of Vinyl, featuring six tracks all filed under the electronica, house and techno sounds. Coming out a little over a week from now on the 24th of September on neatnfp.bandcamp.com. You can pre-order the vinyl for £13, which is about 75 ringgit minus shipping costs. But before we let you go, Bobby, big ups again for coming through with this. The world definitely needs music, but it's hard when music formats are contributing to the destruction of the world. Most of all, like you mentioned, you could have just turned your label into a digital outfit, no physical format. And we are big fans of tangible and physical music formats, be it vinyl, tape or CD. So we hope recyclable records are here to stay.
I hope so. Let's see. I think we have to get this record out. We have to prove, you know, that obviously there's a lot. It's been 100 years, so there's a lot of people that are pretty stuck in how they consume this product. But I think if we can get this record out and it sounds good and people are happy with it, then I hope other people will, you know, push forward with it. And yeah, I massively hope that we can be a part of that revolution.
Thanks for speaking with us, DJ Bobby, all the way from London, giving us the lowdown on a product that he and his label are going to put out, the world's first 100% recyclable vinyl. And you can throw it out in the bin if you've had enough of that piece of music without harming the earth. How super cool is that? Definitely a big step here. And I think this reminds me that, you know, when you go to flea markets like MCOP Mall, for example, and you sift through the collection of old records that nobody will ever buy, or you know, they have very little to no market value anymore, and you look at the size of that pile, it's quite staggering.
Yeah, and that's how you get deals like, you know, 10 ringgit for 5.
Yeah. And these are records, mainly they're older records from the 60s and 70s, and it's hard to sell them generally because the condition is really not great. So the Needs and Green Vinyl record collaboration could be the answer for record collectors to feel a bit better about themselves amassing entire rooms of music in physical format.
Up next on the show, we are previewing albums that are set to be released in the last quarter of 2021. Plenty of music still to come. But to take us there, here's a track from the Future of Vinyl compilation by Needs and Green Vinyl. It's Hassan Abu Alam with Cluttered, Egyptian producer for you, on The Pulse right here on BFM 89.9. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.